You are on the waves of Radio Belarus, your most reliable conductor into the political, economic, social and cultural life of Belarus. Our coherent journalistic crew offers you embracing daily highlights of the major internal and global affairs. Stay tuned in to Radio Belarus.
This is Radio Belarus International with the latest news on Belarus, briefly about the main events of the day. Lukashenko extends congratulations on Belarus-Russia Unity Day. Belarusian ambassador visits Myanmar's embassy in Hanoi. Tickets for Slavyansky Bazaar in Vitebsk to be available from 2nd April. And about these other events in more detail.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
And we start with official events. Chairman of the Supreme State Council of the Union State, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, has issued a congratulatory message on the Day of Unity of the Peoples of Belarus and Russia. The head of state noted that the day of 2nd April is significant for Belarusians and Russians, as it has become a symbol of true brotherhood, cemented by a common historical past, cultural and spiritual affinity, numerous family ties. We're bound by long-standing traditions of friendship and mutual assistance. We have shared common victories and the burden of difficult trials, the bitterness of incredible losses and the joy of creation. Today we're building our future together on the foundation of mutual trust and support. The implementation of large-scale union state programs, cooperation in economy, science and technology open up new, virtually limitless horizons for Belarus-Russia partnership. Successes in nuclear energy, space research, mechanical engineering and microelectronics have become important steps towards achieving technological sovereignty and important independence, the message reads. The president emphasized that the well-being of people is a priority of the integration project. Equal rights, social guarantees, freedom of choice and access to quality services in healthcare, education, pension provision remain its unshakable foundation. A common educational, informational and cultural space allows every citizen of Belarus and Russia to feel part of a large whole, our common fatherland, he noted. Today's life clearly demonstrates that only together can Belarusians and Russians successfully confront the challenges of the time, the head of state continued. We will soon celebrate the 80th anniversary of the great victory. It has proven the undeniable truth. As long as we stand together, we are invincible, Alexander Lukashenko emphasized. The president wished everyone good health, prosperity, family harmony and peace. May our common efforts strengthen unity and may cooperation between Belarus and Russia serve as a guarantee of prosperity for future generations.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Political affairs.
Ambassador of Belarus to Russia Alexander Rogoznik has held a brief meeting with Russian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sergei Lavrov. The parties have discussed current issues of bilateral cooperation and reviewed the schedule of upcoming contacts at various levels. Alexander Rogoznik conveyed to Sergei Lavrov congratulations on his 75th birthday and gifts from the President of the Republic of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, the embassy noted.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Economy.
This year, Belarus will deliver 9 new model trams to Novosibirsk of Russia, the press service of the Minsk City Executive Committee told the media. A roadmap for 2025-2027 was signed during the 7th Council Business Cooperation between Minsk and Novosibirsk. It outlines several areas of cooperation – culture, education, purchase of utility vehicles and assistance to Novosibirsk in designing metro stations, Executive Committee Representative Oleg Korzin noted. This year, 9 new model trams will be delivered to Novosibirsk. There is also an agreement to supply utility vehicles of MAS and the MKDOR Enterprise, Oleg Korzin added. He stressed that residents of Novosibirsk and Novosibirsk region are also interested in Belarusian food products.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
Belarus has achieved the highest level of food self-sufficiency in the EAEU, and this achievement should not be lost, Economy Minister Yuri Chebatar said at a joint meeting of the Board of the Economy Ministry and the State Committee on Science and Technology. Taking part in the meeting were representatives of the Agriculture and Food Ministry and the Belarusian State Food Industry Concern Belgospishaprom. The participants discussed the draft development strategy for agriculture, fisheries and food production until 2035, and the development strategy for confectionery and oil and fat industries for 2026-2035. According to Yuri Chebatar, these strategies are aimed at strengthening food security and increasing the use of the country's own raw materials. He emphasized that in order to thrive, agriculture and related sectors need to ramp up output, build more partnerships, strengthen positions in the domestic market, and expand the geography of product supplies. Food security is our most important achievement and a source of great pride. Belarus now has the highest level of food self-sufficiency in the EU, 96%. As far as staple foods are concerned, we produce more than we currently need, and this trend must remain in place, the minister said.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Social life.
Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of Belarus to Vietnam and Myanmar non-resident Vladimir Borovikov visited the embassy of the Republic of the Union of Myanmar, Belarus diplomatic mission in Hanoi, told the media. Ambassador Vladimir Borovikov made an entry in the book of condolences for the numerous victims of the devastating earthquake. Expressing deep sympathy and condolences to the victims' families and sincere words of support to all the injured, the ambassador stressed, Belarusians share the sorrow and pain of loss with the brotherly people of Myanmar.
Radio Belarus, the news review.
Tickets for the 34th edition of the International Arts Festival Slavyansky Bazaar in Vitebsk will be available starting from 2nd April. The Vitebsk Culture Center reminds that the box office in the summer amphitheater is closed for repairs, and the nearest ones are located in Duchovsky Kruglik and the Vitebsk Concert Hall. The 34th International Arts Festival Slavyansky Bazaar in Vitebsk will be running from 10th to 13th July.
Radio Belarus, the news review.
A delegation of women deputies from the State Council of the Republic of Tatarstan, Russia, is paying a three-day visit to Minsk region. We learn from chairwoman of the Minsk Region Council of Deputies, Natalia Kubitskaya. 3 years ago in Grodno, the Minsk Region Council of Deputies and the State Council of the Republic of Tatarstan signed an agreement. This agreement focuses on the development of trade, economic, scientific, technical, and humanitarian relations. The program of visit for the delegation is quite extensive. We're offering our guests the opportunity to explore the cultural and historical heritage and the economic potential of Minsk region, Natalia Kubitskaya said. This year we also plan to actively participate in the Forum of the Regions of Belarus and Russia in Nizhny Novgorod. We have already received cooperation proposals from four regions. We will certainly accept all of them, Natalia Kubitskaya emphasized.
Radio Belarus, the news review.
You are listening to Radio Belarus. Every day we tell the world about the life of our country. Listen to us in Belarusian, Russian, Polish, German, English, Spanish, French, Chinese and Arabic. Radio Belarus brings you news as well as analytic, educational and entertaining programs for thinking and curious audiences. In them, you'll find everything you'd like to know about the country and even more. We provide our listeners with the most topical and comprehensive information. Discover Belarus together with us. You will find detailed information about us on the website www.radiobelarus.by.
Welcome to Belarus.
Vitebsk region is located in the northeast of Belarus and borders on Lithuania, Latvia, and Russia. The nature has generously endowed it with forests, numerous lakes, and more than 600 deep rivers. The National Park Braslav Lakes is famous far beyond the borders of our country. There are over 30 tourist attractions in the territory of the park. They include wildlife sanctuaries, various monuments of architectural and archaeological significance. This region provides ample opportunities to have rest and get unforgettable impressions. The Berezinsky Reserve is included into the World Network of Biosphere Reserves protected by UNESCO. You will have a wonderful opportunity to visit this picturesque region, which has no peers elsewhere in the world. It has an impressive number of national reserves and over 40 wildlife sanctuaries located in Vitebsk region. The most ancient towns of Belarus are Polotsk, Vitebsk and Orsha. More than 30 state museums and 16 of their branches are available for the tourists. There are 42 magnificent mansions and a great number of parks protected by the state here. The life and work of famous enlighteners and artists are connected with Vitebsk land. Among them are Saint Jefrosinia of Polotsk, Simeon of Polotsk, Francisk Skarina. Well-known artists Mark Chagall, Ilya Repin and Kazimir Malevich. About 20 large festivals and holidays, which get visitors from many countries of the world, are held annually in the region. The famous festival Slavonic Bazaar is one of such holidays. The hospitable Vitebsk land will be glad to greet you.
Music Box.
Где это было, когда это было в детстве, а может во сне? Аист на крыше гнездо для любимой свил по весне. Чудился мне он и в странствиях дальних символом верной любви. Люди, прошу, не спугните случайно аистовы. Люди, прошу вас потише, потише. Войны пусть гинут во мгле. Аист на крыше, мир на земле. Аист на крыше, аист на крыше, мир на земле. Аист на крыше, гнездо соистенком ночью и днем бережет. Ну, а под крышей в том доме девчонка счастья так ждет. Люди в Нью-Йорке, в Берлине, в Париже, верьте друг другу и мне. Аист на крыше, счастье под крышей, мир на земле. Люди, прошу я, потише, потише. Войны пусть гинут во мгле. Аист на крыше, мир на земле. Аист на крыше, аист на крыше, мир на земле. Потише, потише. Войны пусть гинут во мгле. Аист на крыше. больше мир на земле. Аист на крыше, аист на крыше.
You're listening to Radio Belarus. Belarus.
Music Box.
You're listening to Radio Belarus.